Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 27, Cast Your Burden, Psalm 55:22. Listen to this carefully. Cast your burden on the Lord, and He will sustain you. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Never. That word carries no asterisk, no hidden clause. But before we get to the promise, I want you to sit with the first verb, cast. It's a physical word, a deliberate throw, not a polite mention slipped into a prayer. It's not Lord, just wanted to bring this to your attention. It's a transfer, a real one, from your hands to His. God is not asking for a report on your anxiety. He is inviting you to actually let go of what you are carrying. And look at where this word comes from. David wrote Psalm 55 wounded, not wounded by an enemy that somehow carries a different weight. He was wounded by a close friend, someone he trusted deeply, someone who knew his secrets, who had eaten at his table. And in the middle of that particular kind of pain, the pain of betrayal, which goes down to places other pain doesn't reach, David found the way through, cast it on the Lord. Even the burden that someone else placed on you, even that, can be thrown onto the arms of God. Now, the promise, He will sustain you. Notice the precision of it. He will sustain you. The person, not always the plan, not always the situation the way you need it to look. Some burdens are lifted from your shoulders entirely, but in others, God doesn't remove the weight. He strengthens the one who carries it. He sustains the carrier. And my friend, that is a deeper mercy than most of us realize. But I want to say something gently, because it's true for almost everyone. Most of us cast our burden at night and collect it again by morning. Our head hits the pillow. We pray. We let go. And when the alarm sounds, the first thing we do is go back and pick the worry right back up, as if it were our job to keep it safe. Casting is not a one-time ceremony. It's a habit. It's a decision you make again tomorrow morning, and then again, and again, until the muscle of faith learns that this thing no longer belongs to you. And the last line of the verse is the most unshakable of all. He will never permit the righteous to be moved. Your footing does not rest on your willpower. It does not rest on how much you can endure. It rests on His grip, and His hands do not shake. So today, before breakfast, not after, take a slip of paper. Write down your heaviest burden. One sentence is enough. Hold that paper in open hands, like someone offering, not holding on, and pray it over to God. Tell Him, I am transferring this to you. I'm not describing it. I'm giving it. Fold the paper and leave it somewhere you'll see it. And when the anxious thought comes back, and it will come back, remind yourself, I already cast it. It is in His hands now. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.